This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And good morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. If you want to be part of the show this morning, 405-608-4377. 67 degrees at 7:06 on this Friday, June 19th in the year of our Lord, 2026. We got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Shots fired. President Trump is taking aim at Attorney General and gubernatorial hopeful Gettner Drummond. What the president said coming up. A former congressional candidate who lost the president's endorsement now admits that he was fooling around on his wife. The scandalous details coming up. Oklahoma City Police investigating yet another homicide. A Pottawatomie County judge says the atomic wedgie killer will stay behind bars. Details of the bizarre case coming up. It's First Responder Friday here on Freedom 96.9, and the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office will be here to talk about summertime safety. Plus, your dad joke of the day. I've got mine. I want to hear yours at 405-608-4377. But first, let's check out your Freedom 96 First Morning News headlines. President Donald Trump is taking aim at Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond ahead of the Republican runoff for governor. In a post on Truth Social, Trump called Drummond a, quote, fake Republican and urged voters to support Mike Mazie, whom he recently endorsed. Trump criticized Drummond for past political positions and questioned his loyalty to the Republican Party. The endorsement adds yet another high-profile twist on an already competitive race as Drummond and Mazie prepare to face off in the GOP runoff later on this summer. Former Oklahoma congressional candidate Jackson Lehmeyer is admitting to an extramarital affair after text messages between him and a former Miss Oklahoma USA became public. Lehmeyer acknowledged what he called a moral failure and announced that he is suspending his campaign for Oklahoma's first congressional district. The move comes just days after he advanced to a Republican runoff and shortly after President Donald Trump shifted his endorsement to State Representative Mark Tedford. Lehmeyer says that he does not want the controversy to become a distraction for his family, his church, or the voters that he had hoped to represent. Oklahoma County District on Council of the Pentecostal Church of God has selected a brand new leadership following an embezzlement scandal involving now former bishop. Michael Hall, who was appointed bishop of the Oklahoma District Pentecostal Church of God in October, and his wife Vicki Hall are accused of embezzling church funds from the Living Waters Pentecostal Church. Court records allege the couple took more than $170,000 from the church, though prosecutors reportedly contend the total amount may exceed $200,000. Both are facing charges in connection with the alleged theft as the case moves through the court system. The scandal has drawn statewide attention and prompted renewed calls for greater oversight of church finances. Oklahoma City police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot to death near I-240 in Oklahoma City. Officers were called to the area after reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they found the victim with gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are working to determine just what led to the shooting and have not yet released any suspect information. Anybody with information is asked to contact Oklahoma City police. Meanwhile, Oklahoma City cops now investigating the death of a 58-year-old woman as a homicide. Officers were called to a home near Northwest 47th Street and Klassen on June 11th. That's where they found Deanna Mardot inside the residence. Investigators initially considered the death suspicious, but the state medical examiner has since ruled it a homicide. Detectives are continuing to work the case and have not yet announced any arrests. Anyone with information is urged to contact Oklahoma City Police. A Pottawatomie County judge has denied a resentencing request from a McLeod man convicted of the infamous atomic wedgie killing of his stepfather. Brad Lee Davis is serving a 30-year sentence for first-degree manslaughter in the 2013 death of 58-year-old Denver St. Clair. Now, Davis sought relief under Oklahoma's Survivors Act, arguing that he was a victim of domestic abuse, but the judge ruled there was not enough evidence to show a pattern of abuse. Prosecutors say Davis knocked his stepfather unconscious before pulling his underwear up over his head, causing a fatal strangulation. Residents near the University of Oklahoma are calling for increased police patrols after a deadly crash that killed a longtime neighbor. Authorities say 22-year-old Andre McCoy was driving under the influence when he crossed into oncoming traffic and crashed head-on into a vehicle driven by Sheila and R. Brown Wallace. Sheila Wallace was killed. Her husband was seriously injured. McCoy now faces charges including first-degree manslaughter and DUI. Neighbors say the tragedy highlights the ongoing concerns about speeding and dangerous driving in the area and are urging city leaders to increase enforcement. 67 degrees at 7:11. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. The Luther Board of Trustees has approved a six-month moratorium on new data center projects after hundreds of residents packed a public meeting to voice concerns about a proposed massive development. The meeting was moved outdoors after last week's gathering was canceled because of overcrowding. Residents raised concerns about water consumption, air quality, electricity demand, and the project's impact on the small town. Many also called for a public vote on the proposal. After hours of public comment, trustees voted to pause consideration of a new data center while officials review the issue. As debate continues over the large data centers in Oklahoma, OG&E is asking regulators to approve some new rules aimed at protecting residential businesses and customers from higher costs. The utility has proposed a new rate structure for facilities that use 75 megawatts of electricity or more, including those data centers. Under the plan, those customers would pay the cost of connecting to the power grid and could face additional charges if they don't use the amount of electricity they projected. The proposal now heads to the Oklahoma Corporation Commission for review, a process expected to take several months. Well, this won't come as a surprise to many of us. Oklahoma homeowners are now paying the highest insurance rates in the nation, according to new industry data. The average homeowner's policy in Oklahoma costs more than $4,000 per year. That's more than double the national average. Experts say the state's frequent tornadoes, hailstorms, wildfires, and severe weather are driving up claims and forcing insurers to raise premiums. State leaders are exploring possible reforms, but insurance officials say Oklahoma's exposure to costly weather disasters remains the biggest factor behind those soaring rates. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is pointing to his state's literacy reforms as a model that Oklahoma should consider adopting. During a visit to Oklahoma, Reeves highlighted Mississippi's dramatic gains in reading scores after implementing policies that require struggling third-grade students to demonstrate reading proficiency before advancing. Oklahoma lawmakers have debated similar measures in recent years as educators work to improve literacy rates. Supporters say early intervention is critical, while critics argue that retention policies can create additional challenges for students. The discussion comes as Oklahoma continues searching for ways to boost academic achievement statewide. A federal prison in El Reno is launching what officials say is the first-of-its-kind program in the nation aimed at reducing repeat crime and helping inmates successfully re-enter society. The faith-based Prison Fellowship Academy is now operating at the Federal Correction Institution in El Reno, becoming the first federal prison to offer that program. Supporters say it focuses on personal accountability, mentorship, and life skills designed to reduce recidivism. Federal prison leaders say most inmates will eventually return to their communities, making rehabilitation an important part of public safety. The Blood Institute is now urging Oklahomans to roll up their sleeves as blood supplies remain critically low across the state. Officials say donations have dropped in recent weeks, while hospitals continue to need blood for surgeries, trauma patients, and ongoing medical treatments. All blood types are needed, but supplies of type O blood are especially limited. The organization says one donation can help save multiple lives. They're encouraging healthy, eligible donors to visit a donor center or mobile drive as soon as possible. We'll talk with OBI later on in this hour to discuss why we're facing this blood shortage and what you can do to help. Juneteenth is being observed today as a federal holiday, but not all government offices in Oklahoma are closed. While the state of Oklahoma does not officially recognize the holiday, Oklahoma City and Oklahoma County offices are both closed in observance. City offices, municipal court, and animal welfare facilities will be shuttered, although trash and recycling collection will continue as scheduled. Most banks and all U.S. post offices are closed with no regular mail delivery. UPS and FedEx services, however, are operating on normal schedules. Well, it's going to be another warm weekend, and chances are the kids will be outside going to the pool or maybe swimming in the river trying to cool off. But summer can be a dangerous time for kids. In today's First Responder Friday, Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office Deputy and School Resource Officer Justin Dang has some tips to keep your kids safe and in Oklahoma, we have a serious blood shortage. We'll hear from your Blood Institute later on this hour. And, of course, we're going to lighten things up just a little bit with your dad joke of the day. That's coming up. It is 67 degrees under cloudy skies at 716. And you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown 22 minutes. Norman to downtown 26 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Construction issues. That bridge work continues. May Avenue and Northwest Expressway, as well as I-44 and Southwest 74th. Watch for lane shifting on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You know, we had an 80-year-old man come in the other day and decide to schedule a male enhancement procedure. We asked, why now, after all this time? He replied, I was born with a small one, and I don't want to die with a small one. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. Don't wait until you're 80. If you want to be the belle of the ball, we can help you undress to impress with our Follow-Fill penis enlargement or our Botox procedure. Feeling like a fatty? We offer male-specific weight loss with the latest GLP-1 and peptide therapies, helping you slim down and improve your confidence in your health. Ready to go to the next level in the gym or recovery or anti-aging? We have the Wolverine Shot, HGH, and a host of peptides that can change your life safely, affordably, and locally. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
The news never stops, and I'm here to cover it all for you, including the breaking news. And we got a lot to cover this week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. From the G7 summit to the fallout of the primary results to the Iran deal and so much more, I'll give you in-depth analysis, my opinion. I'll even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom right here across Oklahoma on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And a good Friday morning, TGIF. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 84 degrees. Looks like a lot of those clouds are rolling in right now. We could see some thunder boomers coming up very soon. Tonight, thunderstorms, cloudy, possible heavy thunderstorms at times at a low of around 70 degrees. On Saturday, look for sunshine, breezy, very humid conditions, high going up to 89. Then on Sunday, we'll see cloudy conditions, maybe some thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of around 97 degrees. 67 degrees and cloudy at 720. Well, summertime is here. Kids are playing outside, hitting the local pool or swimming hole, but there could be a lot of dangers for kids in summertime. Deputy and School Resource Officer Justin Dang with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is in studio right now on this First Responder Friday. Morning, Justin.
Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
I am well. How are you?
I am just duckies and bunnies.
There you go.
So we're talking about kids today. Kids are going to the pools. We've already unfortunately seen at least one drowning involving a child in Oklahoma this year. And it's easy to say, you know, I'm a good dad. I watch my kids, but it only takes a second to lose track. And next thing you know, tragedy occurs. Kind of talk to me a bit about that and the responsibilities.
So it's the summertime. We're all trying to get our kids cooled off. It's been pretty hot
Now we're gotten up near 100 degrees, and even I bought a pole at Sam's Club for my kids. And now part of the things I put in place are life jackets. Just anything like flotation devices and keeping an eye on your kids. It's easy to get distracted by your phone or whatever else going on. Neighbor comes over to talk to you, or you know, if you even take your kids out to the public pool, it's easy to get distracted if you see an old friend or something, start talking. But having a Coast Guard certified lifeguard, and a life jacket in place with your kid, and they sell them everywhere. There's really not an excuse not to have a life jacket on or a flotation device.
And probably a good idea, there's a lot of places that offer free or low-cost swimming lessons.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's plenty of businesses that offer them around. I'm sure the YMCA puts on swimming classes as well. And you can get into all these sorts of different classes for your kids to learn how to swim if this is their first summer doing it. Younger children, definitely, we're not going to leave alone in the pool, right? But for the older kids, they like to horseplay. They like to do their thing. And it's always good to be aware of their body language in the pool. If they're getting too tired or whatever, you know, tell the kids to get out. You know, a little break every now and again helps.
As a parent, probably not a bad idea to learn CPR.
Absolutely. There's plenty of, plenty of businesses around. Heartland CPR is ran by one of our local first responders.
Yep.
And they put on local CPR classes constantly. So getting CPR certified doesn't take 4 hours.
Right.
So you can go get that training, and a horrible instance, you could be able to save your child.
Yeah, and it's affordable. It doesn't cost a whole bunch to do it.
Right. I'm not sure about the cost of it, but you know, the cost of a CPR class is a lot less than the cost of losing a child.
Absolutely, 100%. We do have a lot of rural areas, and with that we've got swimming holes and rivers, and I think sometimes people forget that our rivers, while they look slow moving up top, they can be pretty swift moving underneath the water. And when you couple that with slippery rocks and slippery ground, that can be a recipe for disaster too.
Absolutely. Especially, you know, if you're going to be in the rivers out east. You know, we see tons of people enjoying the river out east. They get on their side by sides, you know, they go swimming, that kind of thing. You can't necessarily, like you said, you can't actually see the currents moving through. And if you're going to take a trip down to Corpus Christi or Galveston or, you know, Gulf Shores, you have to have that same mindset because you can't always see the outflow current. So you'll always have to be cognizant of where your children are, and you know, if you educate yourself a little bit on what you can see as far as what the top of the water is doing, then you can kind of guess what the bottom of the water is doing.
So you mentioned Galveston. I love Galveston. Side note, Galveston is kind of a hidden gem. It's close enough that you can drive to it. First time that we took my daughter down to it, because there's all the silt that forms in there. So it looks kind of like it's dirty in the water. It really isn't. It's just silt. But first time we took my daughter, she looks around, she's kind of like, this is sort of like the Walmart of beaches, isn't it?
It's so close and so convenient. I enjoy going down there myself. I go down there and I fish. So I don't necessarily go out and just swim or anything. I'm an avid fisherman, so I get to go out there and do some good shore fishing.
And there's some really good seafood restaurants out there too. We're kind of losing track here, kind of going a little off track.
So while you're doing those things outside, and it's good to stay hydrated too. So although your kids are in the pool, you're like, oh, you know, they're in the water, they're cooled down. They also need to be hydrating. Drink water. Drink your Gatorades. Just get electrolytes and get water in you. Although they're swimming, they're sweating. They're getting their body heat's going up. So they're internally trying to cool down. They're going to be sweating the whole time.
And the truth is, sometimes kids, they get excited. They're having lots of fun. They forget to drink.
Oh, yeah.
And as mom and as dad, you got to sometimes pull them aside and say, hey, chug this down, would you?
Yep. We always implement for my kids, they're 5 and 6 year old. We do break times. So we'll swim for a little bit and then take a break. Take a snack, get a drink in, then you can continue. But it is very important to get that nutrition in there.
Smart plan. We're talking with Justin Dang with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. It's 67 degrees at 725. If you want to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Now's the time when a lot of kids go to parks, too. And parks we think of as being largely pretty safe, but there can be some dangers associated with going to the park, too.
Absolutely. So in a park, hopefully you go there with friends and that kind of thing, and you're in a local area to where you're going to run into friends. My kids do it constantly. They'll tell me, oh, that's so-and-so from my class. Occasionally they'll run in and say, oh, I don't know that person, but they said hi to me. I'm like, oh, it's okay to introduce yourself and that kind of thing. So we always want to tell the kids to not necessarily be afraid, but to be aware. You want to be aware of strangers. And if it seems, if it gives you a bad gut feeling, then sometimes you have to just go with that. And if it's not a comfortable thing, like a strange adult talking to a child, then that's something to be very aware of.
So parks have changed a lot since we were kids. Back when we were kids, these were basically death traps. Everything was made of wood. There's splinters every place. The whoever designed these slides clearly doesn't like children, because going from the top of the slide to the bottom of the slide, you get third-degree burns. The concrete that you landed on when you fell was extraordinarily hard, made us really tough as kids. But the reality is they've changed parks a lot so that parks are now colorful. Everything is covered with rubber and soft. But that can be kind of deceptive, because your assumption is your kids can run heading into one of those poles at Mach 7 and they're going to be just fine. The reality is there's still some dangers. You can always, for example, as you're going to the park for the first time, as a parent, it's probably a good idea to at least check out the equipment a little bit first, make sure there's nothing sharp, nothing rusty, that kind of deal.
Right. It's along the same lines of swimming. So we're going to have to watch our kids 100%. Of the time, you're watching your kids. This isn't somewhere where you could just go off and hope your kids are doing the right thing, because generally kids are going to act on impulse. So as long as they're using the equipment as it should be used, then you shouldn't have an issue. But there are times that kids, they'll go up the slide, and I've seen situations where kids go up the new roller slides and they'll break a tooth. They fall off because instead of going over the monkey bars, they'll just dive off and try to jump and try to chase their friends. We see broken arms, those kind of things. So it pays a little bit to pay attention.
And as a parent, probably a good idea to have at least some basic first aid kit in the car.
Absolutely. But at very least, grab some Band-Aids. A Band-Aid will fix anything for a five-year-old in their mind, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it doesn't hurt to have just kind of like even a magazine and some rubber bands. If you have a kid with a broken arm, you can roll a magazine and kind of half it like a hot dog and throw a rubber band on it, and that'll get you to the hospital.
Yep.
Saves you from hopefully taking an ambulance ride, right? So it pays to have some things in your car to get you to where you need to as far as like first aid.
Deputy Justin Dang with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. Thanks so much for joining us. Some really good information there. It's 67 degrees at 729. We've still got a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. First of all, shots fired. President Trump unloading on Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond after a razor-thin Republican gubernatorial primary that saw just 1,300 votes separating the top two candidates. What Trump is saying and why it matters, that's coming up. Plus, a former congressional candidate who lost Trump's endorsement is now admitting to an affair. The text, the fallout, and why he's ending his campaign. We'll talk about that. Plus, also coming up, your dad joke of the day. We want to hear yours at 405-608-4377. I've got mine, and I think it's pretty darn hysterical. You're listening to Oklahoma's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Talks between the U.S. and Iran set for today in Switzerland have been called off. Washington and Tehran had planned to meet to discuss implementing the 14-point agreement to end the war. Shortly before a business jet crashed on a Laredo, Texas highway this week, the pilot radioed the tower saying there were mechanical issues. But Thursday, the NTSB said they had not seen any signs of obvious problems.
Mechanical problems, you're thinking of parts breaking. I have no evidence of that occurring.
That's investigator Mitchell Gallo. The Supreme Court sided with a Texas man who was caught with both a gun and marijuana. The court wrote the federal government cannot automatically disarm someone solely for regular marijuana use while possessing a firearm. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Summer should be fun, but it's also when we see some of the most serious injuries. Boating accidents, swimming pool injuries, slip and falls at lake houses, rentals, and backyard parties. Add in alcohol, water, and speed, and things can go wrong fast. And people often say, well, it was just an accident. But legally, that's not always true. Boat operators have responsibilities. Property owners have duties, and safety rules exist, especially when kids are involved. When those rules are ignored, injuries happen and lives can change, often forever. If a summer accident left you with medical bills, missed work, or a permanent injury, you deserve to know whether someone else should be held responsible.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An 8-year-old child has died following an ATV crash in Pushmataha County. Investigators say the child was riding Wednesday night when the ATV overturned during a turn. The child was thrown from the vehicle, which then landed on top of them. The victim's name hasn't been released, and the crash is under investigation. A local Girl Scout is being recognized for creating a new patch program at the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum. Megan Starling spent nearly 2 years developing the patch and educational activities for Scouts. The project honors her grandmother, bombing survivor Polly Nichols, and her cousin, Doris Higginbottom, who was killed in the 1995 bombing. Museum leaders say it'll help teach younger generations about the tragedy in the Oklahoma Standard. Science Museum Oklahoma is featuring a new exhibit designed to inspire children to explore future careers. Barbie, You Can Be Anything, The Experience showcases more than 250 careers Barbie has represented over the years. Museum leaders say the exhibit encourages imagination, confidence, and career exploration. Admission is included with regular museum entry, and the exhibit will remain open throughout the summer. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect intervals of sunshine breaking through the clouds alongside a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas with high temperatures reaching 84. As we move into tonight, anticipate an evening thunderstorm followed by cloudy and humid conditions with the low dropping to 70. Tomorrow will bring humid weather with periods of partial sunshine becoming breezy in the afternoon and highs climbing to 89. Looking ahead to Sunday, brace for a heavy and gusty morning thunderstorm transitioning to mostly cloudy skies with windy and hot conditions as temperatures soar to 97. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Looks like we got some storms rolling in today. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun throughout the daytime and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, some thunderstorms possible, low of around 30. On Saturday, look for sunshine, breezy, bit humid too, high of 89. Then on Sunday, cloudy, some pretty heavy thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 97 degrees. Right now, it is 67 degrees at 7:36. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I was talking with my wife last night, and I told her, you need to really embrace your mistakes.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. So she gave me a hug.
Oh. I get what you did there.
Yeah, I get what she did, too. It hurt.
Oh.
It hurt. Time now to check out your Freedom's First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Well, President Donald Trump is escalating his attacks on Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond as the Republican race for governor heads to a runoff. In a post on Truth Social, Trump labeled Drummond a, quote, fake Republican and urged GOP voters to back Mike Mazie. Trump blasted Drummond over past political positions and questioned his conservative credentials. The comments inject more national attention to what is already shaping up to be a hard-fought Republican runoff campaign. Former congressional candidate Jackson Lehmeyer is admitting to an extramarital affair after private text messages between him and a former Miss Oklahoma USA became public. Lehmeyer called the relationship a, quote, moral failure and announced that he is ending his campaign for Oklahoma's first congressional district. The announcement comes just days after he advanced to a Republican runoff and shortly after President Trump withdrew his endorsement and instead backed State Representative Mark Tedford. Lehmeyer says that he wants to avoid further distraction for his family, his church, and his supporters. The Oklahoma District Council on Pentecostal Church of God has installed new leadership following an embezzlement scandal involving former Bishop Michael Hall. Hall and his wife, Vicki Hall, are accused of stealing church funds from Living Waters Pentecostal Church. Court records allege the couple embezzled more than $170,000, though prosecutors contend that amount may exceed $200,000. Both have been charged in the case. The allegations have sparked concerns about financial accountability and oversight within the church organization. Oklahoma City police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot to death near I-240 in South Oklahoma City. Officers responded to reports of a shooting near I-240 and South Walker Avenue. When they arrived, they found the victim suffering gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives are working to determine what led to the shooting and have not yet released any information about possible suspects. Oklahoma City Police, meanwhile, are also investigating the death of a 58-year-old woman as a homicide. Officers were called to a home near Northwest 47th Street in Classen on June 11th, where they found Deanna Madeau dead inside. Investigators initially classified the case a suspicious death, but the state medical examiner has now ruled it a homicide. Detectives continue to investigate, and there are still no arrests that have been announced. A Pottawatomie County court judge has denied resentencing request from the man convicted in Oklahoma's infamous atomic wedgie killing. Brad Lee Davis is serving a 30-year sentence for first-degree manslaughter in the 2013 death of his stepfather, Denver St. Clair. Davis argued that he is qualified for relief under Oklahoma's Survivors Act, claiming that he was a victim of domestic abuse. The judge disagreed, though, ruling there was insufficient evidence of a pattern of abuse. Prosecutors say Davis strangled his stepfather after pulling the waistband of his underwear up over his head. Residents near the University of Oklahoma are demanding increased police patrols following a deadly DUI crash that claimed the life of a longtime Norman resident. Authorities say 22-year-old Andre McCoy crossed into oncoming traffic and slammed head-on into Sheila Wallace's vehicle. Sheila Wallace was killed. Her husband, R. Brown Wallace, was seriously injured. McCoy faces charges including first-degree manslaughter and driving under the influence. Neighbors say the crash underscores concerns about dangerous driving near campus. 67 degrees at 7:40. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. The Luther Board of Trustees has approved a six-month moratorium on a new data center project after hundreds of residents packed a public meeting to voice opposition to the proposed development. The meeting was moved outdoors after last week's session was canceled because too many people showed up. Residents expressed concerns about water usage, air quality, electricity demand, and the long-term impact on the community. After hours of public comment, trustees voted to temporarily halt consideration of new data center proposals. A new debate over data centers continues. As it does, OG&E is asking regulators to approve a new rate structure for large power users. The proposal would apply to facilities that consume at least 75 megawatts of electricity, including major data centers. Under the plan, those customers would pay the cost of connecting to the grid and could face additional charges if they fail to meet project usage levels. OG&E says the goal is to ensure residential and small business customers are not left subsidizing large industrial users. Well, no surprise here, Oklahoma homeowners are now paying the highest insurance premiums in the nation. Industry data shows that the average homeowner policy costs more than $4,000 per year. That's more than double the national average. Experts say Oklahoma's frequent tornadoes, hailstorms, wildfires, and other severe weather events could continue to drive higher claims and push insurance rates upwards. State leaders are exploring possible reforms, but insurers say the weather risk remains the primary factor behind those soaring costs. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is encouraging Oklahoma leaders to consider adopting literacy reforms similar to those credited with boosting reading scores in his state. During a visit to Oklahoma, Reeves highlighted policies that require struggling third-grade students to demonstrate reading proficiency before moving on to fourth grade. Supporters say the approach has produced dramatic improvements in literacy rates, while critics argue that retention can cause additional challenges for students. Oklahoma lawmakers continue to debate ways to improve academic performance statewide. A federal prison in El Reno is home to what officials are calling the first program of its kind in the nation focused on reducing repeat crime and helping inmates successfully re-enter society. The faith-based Prison Fellowship Academy is launched at the Federal Correctional Institution in El Reno, making it the first federal prison to offer the program. Organizers say it emphasizes accountability, mentorship, and life skills aimed at reducing recidivism and preparing inmates for life after prison. Juneteenth is now being observed as today is a federal holiday, but not all government offices in Oklahoma are closed. While Oklahoma does not officially recognize Juneteenth as a state holiday, Oklahoma City and Oklahoma County offices are closed in observance. City offices, municipal court, and animal welfare facilities are shut down today, although trash and recycling services continue as scheduled. Most banks and all U.S. post offices are closed, while UPS, FedEx are operating under normal schedules today. Well, our Blood Institute is urging Oklahomans to donate blood as supplies remain critically low statewide. Officials say donations have declined while hospitals continue the need for blood for surgeries, trauma care, and ongoing treatments. All blood types are needed, with type O supplies being especially limited. The organization says a single donation can help with save multiple lives. We'll talk with OBI about the shortage and what you can do to help coming up right after the break. It's 67 degrees at 744. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Checking out Freedom Traffic on this Friday morning. Yukon to downtown 22 minutes. Norman to downtown 26 minutes. Edmond to downtown 23 minutes. And Midwest City to downtown 24 minutes. Construction issues. Bridge work continues. May Avenue and Northwest Expressway, as well as I-44 and Southwest 74th. Watch for lane shifting on the Kilpatrick, Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com. And on the Freedom app.
It's the Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's going on Friday through Sunday. Take 15% off all in-stock used firearms all weekend long. Take 25% off select law enforcement trade-in AR-15s. Shop a huge selection of used handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. But don't wait. These deals won't last. The Father's Day weekend used gun flash sale. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. I-40 Lee and Meridian.
Are you a wellhead hand or a rig floor hand ready to work closer to home? J&W Services, a wellhead manufacturer and service company, is hiring local field service technicians right here in western Oklahoma. Good pay, home most nights, and a winning team. If you got wellhead or rig floor experience, we want to talk. Apply at jnwservices.com/careers. That's jnwservices.com/careers. Or call 432-687-0515. That's 432-687-0515. J&W Services. Hard work. Wellheads. Close to home.
Consider this an invitation to listen to my personal financial advisor, Mike McGuire of McGuire Capital's financial show, Bull and Bear. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and you can hear it every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Get to know Michael and then set an appointment where he can get to know you and your family and your retirement goals, just like he did me. Together, you can get to and through your retirement goals. In my case, sooner than you think. Tune into Saturday's Bull and Bear Show, 10 a.m. to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Friday morning. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine. Looks like we have a couple storms rolling in right now. High of about 84 degrees. Tonight, look for cloudy skies, thunderstorms possible, low of around 70. On Saturday, sunshine, breezy, humid, high of 89 degrees. Then on Sunday, cloudy with more of those thunderstorms rolling in, possibly towards the afternoon, high of 92 degrees. 67 degrees at 747. Well, our Blood Institute is now saying that blood supplies remain critically low across Oklahoma as hospitals continue to need donations for surgeries, trauma patients, and other treatments. All blood types are needed, especially type O. OBI says one donation can help save multiple lives. Tara Scott with OBI joins us live. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning.
Good. Usually in the summertime, we see drops in blood donations. People are awfully busy, and we also see an increased demand. But it seems like for some reason, this is happening a lot earlier this year than it has in previous years.
Yeah, I appreciate you kind of having a pulse on that because a lot of people don't think about it. They don't think about the need for blood, nor do they think about the supply and demand. But actually, the increase of the need for blood happens more frequently in the summer. And like you said, it's happening earlier this year. And really, what's critical and uncomfortable for our community is that we actually tried to get blood from other states to bring into our state because we just don't have enough donors coming in and giving blood. And we actually only found 7 units of O neg blood, 7.
Wow.
Out of everyone in the U.S. And
wow.
If that's not a wake-up call for people, it should be. You don't want to be the person who has to have surgery and you're not able to have it because there's not blood on the shelf. We've got to get not only our regular blood donors back in the door, but new donors. So people who have never donated blood before, because the reality is our donor base is shrinking. The boomers are the most dedicated blood donors. And our younger generation, they are donating. But, you know, things like COVID kind of broke down our opportunities to get in the high schools and to get people started when they're young. And if you start people anything, if you start while you're young, it'll become a habit. And we kind of miss some of those windows. So we really have to get people back in the door, especially new people, young donors, and show them that this is the way we keep our community healthy.
Now, how do you do that? Because I've talked with my daughter. She's got a needle phobia. A lot of her
sure.
friends have needle phobias. I give pretty regularly. And she says, I don't know how you can do that. How do you willingly go in? And she gets all squeamish. And I tell her, sweetie, there's really nothing to it. It doesn't hurt. Try it once and you'll realize it's not terrible. But how do you break through that barrier for people who are needle-phobic?
Sure. I love that personal story because I also have a kiddo. I have three, but two that are blood donors now. One is not old enough yet. And my oldest was the same. She would not come in and donate blood. And you know what I think is happening with the kids is, remember when we took our kids in and they were little and they had to get shots or those kinds of things in the doctor's office? That was scary.
Yeah.
And I think they remember that. And it's just not the same, as you know, as a blood donor. And a lot of times I would talk to my oldest about, you know, there are kids your age in the hospital right now and they are getting blood transfusions and they don't have a choice. And you actually have a choice, and it's not the same as a shot. You barely feel it. And that little effort that you have, think of all, you know, when kids are young at school, they often have them volunteer. Well, this is 1 hour of volunteering when you literally can impact someone's life so greatly. There's not a lot you can do volunteering wise to turn around and say, I actually saved someone's life today. I made that big of a difference. But for my daughter, she started nursing school, and then she started seeing that impact, and she actually gave blood and said, okay, that wasn't bad.
Good girl. Good so, for her.
Yeah, so I think that that's part of the problem, is that people associate it with something scary and what they've experienced. But if we can just get them in the door and let them know it's such a good time, and I don't know if you've noticed, Aaron, but we're always giving you something, right?
Free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff?
Exactly. So there's lots of motivating reasons to come in, and we just have to keep talking to them and helping them disassociate what they probably are thinking of as painful to let them know it's just not.
And there are also certain health benefits to you to donate, especially if you're somebody, for example, there's so many people that are on testosterone replacement therapy right now.
Right.
If you're on TRT, you're somebody who really should be donating blood.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it keeps your heart healthy. You get free cholesterol tests, you know, all sorts of things, your blood pressure check, your pulse, your iron, just keeping your little body in check of that. You know, I will tell you, I have a 19-year-old boy. He has high blood pressure. I would have never known that had he not gone in and gave blood. And I was so surprised, but just that little moment of, oh, hey, my blood pressure is healthy, or it's low, or it's high, or pulse, or whatever that is. Those are things that you can track, and actually our donor app. So if you go to your doctor and they say, well, how's your blood pressure been? You can actually pull up our blood donor app and show them. I don't know if you do that, Aaron. I'd be happy to show you off the air if you don't currently.
I might have you do that, because I didn't realize you could do that on your app. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really neat. It is healthy. It's good for you. Definitely good for the community, because you never know when you might need blood. There used to be a statistic, and I'm not sure the accuracy now, but it was about 78% of people in the United States will receive a blood transfusion at some point. And when we think about that, most of the people who are receiving blood, they're not expecting the car wreck. They're not expecting cancer. You know, they're not expecting liver failure or whatever they may be experiencing. So it's something that you can't count on, but you want to make sure that blood is there if you're ever in that position as well.
Now, you're looking for primarily type O blood, because that's the universal donor. Talk to me about what that is, what that means.
Yeah. So anytime we're in a trauma situation, then before they actually get that patient typed and cross-matched and all that fun stuff, if they are bleeding, they are giving them O, because O is the universal. So O neg can go to anybody, and O pause can go to most anybody. There's some caveats there, but those O donors are critical in time of need. And I don't know if you know this, but we are actually supplying blood in the Oklahoma City area on some of the IMSA ambulances. So what is also happening is that as medicine is evolving and as we're learning more, we are finding that if we can transfuse a patient who is bleeding severely on the way to the hospital, you can increase their chances of survival. So we want to be able to provide that to the community, and that's type O blood. that is carried on those ambulances. And we just can't do that without more people stepping forward and giving.
And the reality, too, is that unfortunately, when I donate blood, it doesn't keep for very, very long. And that's one of the problems that you have is that, like anything else, it goes bad.
That's right. It's only 42 days. And that's not long. It's not long at all. And for platelets, for people who donate platelets, it's only good for 5 days. So sometimes I am not, you know, I'm not being judgmental of people, but they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a blood donor. And I'll say, oh, cool. When did you give last? And they're like, they could be my age. I'm in my 50s. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I used to donate in college. And it's like, you were a blood donor.
Yeah. Past tense.
That's right. Come back.
Past tense. So who is eligible to donate then?
Yes, most everyone is eligible. As long as you are 16 and above and you are healthy, you can get blood. There's a lot of things that people think keep them from giving blood because rules change. The FDA has changed a lot of guidelines over the years. So sometimes people will self-defer. They'll say, oh, I'm diabetic, I can't get blood, or I've had a tattoo or a piercing, or I have high blood pressure, I'm on medicine for that. Those kinds of things, those don't keep you from donating blood. You come in to see us and let us tell you if you are able to get blood or not. We don't want people taking themselves out of that pool without double checking with us. So there's lots of things that have changed over the years where people who have had cancer in the past think, oh, I can't get blood. And that really may not be true. They absolutely may be able to donate blood. And those windows of time where they were deferred have actually shortened. So I would just encourage anyone listening, please come give it a try. It really is an incredible feeling to know that you've made a difference for someone who is a burn victim or a cancer patient or was in an awful accident and got hurt and needed blood. And then you walk out, you get your t-shirt, which is your badge of honor. And I don't know about you, but I like cookies.
You get a cookie.
Tons of cookies, and you're making a difference, and you feel good about what you did, and that matters.
Free cookie and free Gatorade. So when you first walk in, you sit down with somebody, they run you through a quick questionnaire as far as those things that you were talking about, the medications that you're on, that type of thing. Every time that I take that little quiz, I get to thinking to myself because it asks questions like, have you done any intravenous drugs? Have you done any illegal drugs?
Right,
have you engaged in any illicit sexual behavior? And I'm like, man, I'm really boring. Like, I don't realize how boring I am until I take the OBI test.
Exactly. But boring's awesome. That's what I tell my kids anyway.
Boring is good, but I still like to think of myself as a bit of a wild child. And you guys take that away from me once a month, every single month.
But for such a good cause. go be crazy and take 2 packages of cookies.
Whoa, that's living on the edge. So the other thing, too, that I want to point out is I usually go to the one in Edmond. And there's a guy there who is hysterical. And one of the last times that I gave blood, there was another woman who came in and she was sitting next to me. And she asked him, well, what do you do with the blood that you discard? And he says to her with a perfectly straight face, he says, did you see the vampire movie that had like all the blood coming down out of the ceiling when they were in a disco and dancing? He says, we donate for things like that. And she looked at him and she's like, really? And he's like, no, not really. No, not really.
Oh my gosh. But
it was very, very funny. So I'm a type O, so I'll be stopping by tomorrow to see you guys and look forward to it. But Tara, thanks so much for joining us. Anytime you guys are running short on blood or anytime you want to come on the air, please join us.
I appreciate it. If you'll do me a favor, if you'll take a picture of yourself and if you're on social media or this radio station, post it out there so people can see what you're doing too. Your influence matters.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Tara, for joining us. And thank you for joining us this morning on Oklahoma's First News with Aaron Brilbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up later on today, we'll hear from Brian Kilmeade at 8, Eric Erickson at 11 o'clock, Dana Lash at 2 o'clock, then, of course, Lee Matthews on the drive at 4 o'clock. Y'all have yourself a great weekend.